Today on Gardening in a Minute, pecans. The pecan is a beautiful tree with a tasty nut that's grown throughout the Southeast. Native Americans used the pecan as a food source for thousands of years before the arrival of Europeans. Pecan trees drop their leaves in the winter and can grow to 70 feet tall. The inside of the pecan nut is liquid until September when it solidifies into a tasty morsel. Plant your pecan tree during the colder months to allow for root growth before spring. Make sure to choose varieties that have shown resistance to pecan scab. Your pecan tree will start producing good crops in 10 to 12 years. With a little patience and proper care, your pecan tree will beautify your landscape and provide you with tasty treats. For more information about pecans, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, armadillos. Armadillos are prehistoric-looking mammals that are known as garden pests. They're originally from the Southwest, but armadillos are in Florida to stay. These creatures are covered in a shield-like shell, but despite their awkward appearance, armadillos are agile runners and good swimmers. Armadillos typically rest in a deep burrow during the day and become more active at night. They feed mostly on insects and their larvae, and most of us are happy about the armadillo's diet of cockroaches, armyworms, ants, and wasps. But despite this beneficial behavior, armadillos can cause damage to the home landscape. They can dig holes and disturb plantings while in search of food. To control problem armadillos, try fencing them out or trapping them. For more information about armadillos, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, landscapes for kids. As you landscape your yard, keep your kids in mind. Create outdoor spaces for your children to enjoy where you can keep an eye on them. Kids love to watch animals, so put a bird bath and bird feeder where your children can watch the wildlife around them, or plant a butterfly garden. Build the little ones a sandbox. It can even be above ground. Place a picnic table nearby for lunches and games. Be creative and ask your kids what they want. Many would love a vine-covered shelter where they could play. It's as easy as creating a teepee-shaped frame and covering it with climbing beans. Give your children their own place in your garden where they can grow veggies and flowers. Soon they'll learn to love gardening as much as you do. For more information about landscapes for your kids, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardening for autumn color. Autumn is a time of beautiful warm colors that brighten the landscape before the grays and browns of winter take over. Changing temperature, day length, and plant pigments all combine to create the colors of fall. When choosing plants for your fall landscape, select a few accent plants with interesting color. Certain annuals such as petunias, pansies, and snapdragons will bloom in the next few months. Perennials that color the fall include salvia, firespike, and chrysanthemum. Plants that produce berries, such as the American beautyberry and holly, will brighten your landscape and attract hungry migrating birds. Trees whose leaves provide lovely autumn color include crepe myrtle, dogwood, and maple. Enliven your landscape with the colors of fall. For more information on gardening for autumn color, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, white gardens. Themed areas can add a unique element to any landscape, and white gardens are an elegant option. For your white garden, choose plants with different textures and heights for visual interest. Select flowering plants that bloom at different times of the year, so you'll have a gorgeous garden year-round. Some favorite plants for Florida white gardens are camellia, azalea, oakleaf hydrangea, jasmine, and dogwood. White flowers are always beautiful, but don't forget plants with white variegated foliage, such as caladium, Aztec grass, and variegated pittosporum. You can incorporate white structural elements, like arbors and trellises, into your white garden to complete the theme. Perhaps the best part about white gardens is how romantic they look in the moonlight. For more information about white gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.